Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The nightmare commute is just beginning for Philadelphians.
Local traffic's going to be horrible. Everybody's going to be backed up. Everybody's going to struggle to get anywhere that they have to go.
That sums it up for drivers facing their first weekday slog since a fuel tanker crash sparked a fire that collapsed a big chunk of I-95 in the city. Governor Josh Shapiro says it could take months to get back to normal.
All of our federal partners have pledged a complete and total support and assistance as we create alternative routes and as we rebuild I-95.
Former President Trump heads to Miami today to prep for tomorrow's court appearance. It follows his indictment on federal charges of allegedly mishandling classified documents after leaving office. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham has more.
A new CBS News poll shows 76% of likely GOP voters said their biggest concern was that the indictment was politically motivated. Trump says he plans to speak from his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club Tuesday evening after his arraignment.
A former Italian prime minister has died.
Before Donald Trump, there was Silvio Berlusconi, a flamboyant billionaire businessman who insisted Italy needed an outsider like him to become great again. He founded the conservative pro-market Forza Italia party and served as Italy's longest-serving post-war prime minister, shrugging off a series of sex and tax scandals along the way. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Berlusconi was 86. He'd been hospitalized for leukemia in Milan. Daniel Penny, the former Marine charged with choking a homeless man to death on a New York City subway, is denying claims he intended to kill Jordan Neely.
I was scared for myself, but I looked around. I saw women and children. He was yelling in their faces, saying these threats.
24-year-old is charged with manslaughter. A Montana judge hears a first-of-its-kind case today. A group of children and teenagers is suing over the state's contribution to climate change. They say it violates Montana's constitution, which guarantees a right to clean and healthful environment. The youngest claimant is 5 years old. At last night's Tony Awards on CBS.
I like the way you make a point. I like your frame of
Kimberly Akimbo won Best Musical, Leopoldstadt Best Play. Some Like It Hot's J. Harrison G. was among the first two openly non-binary actors to snag a Tony.
For every trans, non-binary, gender non-conforming human, whoever was told you couldn't be seen, this is for you.
Alex Newell won for Shucked. S&P Futures up 7. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Walks can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 71, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 51. Overcast again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio for Monday, June 12th, National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. Aaron Dahmers, where do you stand on the compelling subject of peanut butter cookies?
I love them. Especially if they're homemade and they have the little Hershey's Kiss in the middle.
Hershey's Kiss, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That, I mean, that's a Christmas staple, it seems. And I don't know how it got to be that way, but it is. Peanut butter cookies are one of those things I almost never eat. And in part, it's because once I start, that's the Lay's potato chips. Nobody can eat just one peanut butter cookie, right?
Definitely not. Especially if, like you said, with the Christmas staple, usually I make them pretty small. Mm-hmm. So that they're little, they have the little Hershey's Kiss in the middle, or they're bigger and they have the fork crosshatch. Either way.
Yes. And, well, yeah. And if you make them little, then it's okay to have more than one, right?
Exactly.
All right. Coming up this hour, signs of hope, but also a bitter pill. Wisconsin Democrats gathered for their annual convention. Legislators who were there celebrated recent success in statewide elections. They expressed optimism about 2024, but they also groaned over the prospect of supporting a compromise bill with Republicans that provides much more funding for local governments and public schools, but also makes the voucher school program even stronger. We will talk to State Senator Kel DeRoys, a member of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, about that topic and more from the convention. If you missed it in our last hour, our convention talk and more about our most widely read stories with Sherita Booker and our visit with Kristen Lyerly, who may pop in again yet this hour. But if you missed last hour, it's already a podcast. We take every hour of our shows here on Civic Media radio stations. They get automatically turned into a podcast episode shortly after that hour ends. And you can subscribe to our show as a podcast. You can do it through the Civic Media website, which is civicmedia.us, or go to Apple or Spotify or any of the usual places that have podcasts, and you'll find us there. Subscribe, take us along. It's the way that I catch up with a couple of the other shows that air when I can't listen to them live while I'm doing some of the other work for Up North News. So just be aware that we are wherever you want us to be for your listening enjoyment. 844-967-2789 is the studio line number if you'd like to join us, perhaps to share your thoughts on former President Donald Trump being indicted for documents that, I mean, to put it mildly, he took improperly, handled sloppily, spoke about recklessly, and then tried to hide them from law enforcement upon their return, which you and I know as obstruction of justice. That's what Donald Trump is facing. And by the way, for folks saying, well, what about Biden and what about Trump and what about Hillary? Keep this in mind, as noted in the New York Times. The indictment last week does not charge Trump with the illegal retention of the 197 documents that he returned to the archives. Remember, they said, hey, you have all these documents. You need to return them. He returned 197 of them and said, that's all I got. So he's not being charged with any of the ones he returned. He's being charged in connection with the ones that he lied about and kept and moved to another location, probably next to a toilet in the bathroom. If you saw the pictures over the weekend of the boxes stacked up in one of the Mar-a-Lago bathrooms, had Trump simply returned all the classified documents that he'd taken with him, he probably would not have been charged with any crime, same as the others. But of course, folks on the right wing are having a freak out and engaged in an amazing display of whataboutism. In fact, I don't even think I can finish reading this tweet from the account Wisconsin right now before we have to go to break. And if that's the case, we might just go to break in mid-sentence, because you just have to hear, you have to hear the rationalization going on with this Trump indictment. They write, let's say you get caught rolling through a stop sign, but you're the opponent running against the mayor, and the mayor told the entire police force to sit on every corner near your house for the last 7 years, just looking for you to roll through the stop sign or speed or drive drunk or whatever, just you. Your neighbor speeds, rolls through stop signs and drives drunk, but supports the mayor. So the mayor tells the police not to look for his car. Maybe your neighbor has a red car. Police are told not to worry about red cars. They're supposed to sit there for 7 years waiting for you, only you. Let's say the same police force previously leaked to all the media in town that you're a drunk driver, which resulted in a lot of stories convincing people that you are. But when they finally stopped you, you blew 0.0. It's discovered they trashed you in text messages, so they had cried wolf before. They also simultaneously prosecute you for rolling through a stop sign 7 years ago, even though it's beyond the statute of limitations, and they can't prove you actually rolled through the stop sign. They get your attorney to tell them you told him you rolled through the stop sign 7 years ago by digging through his business affairs and threatening to prosecute him. So that's going on at the same time. 7 years later, they finally get you through rolling through the stop sign. Then the media, the mayor, your critics, everyone crows endlessly about how reckless you were, how you violated a statute and should face 500 years in prison because nobody is above the law. Oh, God. And stop. On and on and on it goes. On it goes. The rationalization that somehow Donald Trump is a victim, as opposed to Donald Trump took nuclear secrets. Donald Trump took papers related to America's military response and probably things more sensitive that we're going to learn about, essentially about spies and others, some of whom have died since. And again, go with the other foot analogy. If this shoe were on the other foot, if these stacks of boxes about these things were in Hillary Clinton's bathroom, if you say that she shouldn't be prosecuted either because of whatever analogy that was just now by Wisconsin right now, let's take a break. We'll talk more about this and other headlines in the news after this. You're up north.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure organic and wildcrafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? civicmedia.us.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Temperatures around Wisconsin right now include 49 degrees up in Woodruff, 49 in Onalaska, 49 in Madison, 49 here in Lake Wissota. Things seem a little consistent across the state, shall we say. But now it's time to get the forecast for the entire week here across the state of Wisconsin. And meteorologist Michael Cairo from Weatherology joins us to give us all the details. Michael, good morning.
Good morning to you. And yeah, cooler than average start here, especially today and into your Tuesday. But we do get back to some more summer-like temperatures Wednesday and thereafter. And along with those cooler temperatures, as an upper-level low-pressure system lingers across the Great Lakes, we'll have some on and off shower chances. Today, pretty scattered in nature, especially by this afternoon. We could even have some rumbles of thunder by late in the day as well. High temperatures looking to stay confined to the lower 70s from Wausau down to near Madison. And likewise, over into the Fox River Valley region, I think we'll be closer to the middle to upper 70s in far western portions of the state, where we'll hold on to that sunshine the longest for today. And then as we head into the night tonight, rain looking pretty widespread to statewide, and again could have some rumbles of thunder yet early on this evening. Overnight low temperatures looking to drop back into the lower part of the 50s. Into the day on Tuesday, keep the rain gear handy, especially from Eau Claire and points eastward, the best chance for those lingering showers and some thunder showers. We can maybe see a few peaks of sunshine for areas like Baldwin over to near Amory, which will help us get at least into the lower range of the 80s for highs, but where we'll be stuck under the clouds and rain, only expecting the middle to upper 60s for high temperatures as far south as Madison, and looking at mid-60s likewise for Wausau and down to near Oshkosh. Finally, that system exits on off to the east into the day on Wednesday, given it's a dry forecast pretty much statewide, and temperatures starting to improve on your Wednesday as well. We're back all the way into the upper range of the 80s over to near La Crosse as well as Eau Claire, and expecting lower 80s for Madison up to near Wausau and right around that 80-degree mark for Oshkosh. Still looking to stay dry statewide even into the day on Thursday, well into the 80s for western Wisconsin, closer to the upper range of the 70s for eastern portions of the state. And then finally, by the time we get to Friday, our next area of low pressure does bring a chance for some hit-or-miss type showers and storms, mainly into the afternoon time frame on Friday.
We appreciate all those details, Michael. Thanks so much. Have a great day. From Weatherology, that's meteorologist Michael Cairo. In sports, the Oakland A's swept the Milwaukee Brewers over the weekend. Again, the lowly Oakland A's swept the Brewers. Didn't we refer to them as the lowly Arizona Diamondbacks when the Brewers were swept by them earlier in the series? It just seems to be a thing. 8-6 was yesterday's score. Christian Yelich did homer for the Brewers. Milwaukee drops into second place in the National League Central. They're off today and up in downtown Minneapolis to take on the Twins Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. Kristen Lierley and Aaron Zommers with us again as we kind of come back to the Trump indictment, simply because it was such a, it's unique, it's historic, and the reaction to it is especially troubling to me. The notion that this is somehow, well, the New York Times called it in one of their headlines, they said Trump case puts the justice system on trial in a test of public credibility. Pardon me for yelling for...
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The 2023-24 Local and Lovin' It coupon book is out now in the community. Once again, you can pick up your books at many participating businesses and all six nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and even save tons in the area. This year's book has colorful fireworks on the cover, and it's their 10th anniversary. You'll continue to find great deals on food, drinks, golf, and groceries, and save money in most boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. You can even receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Play the contest and win gift certificates in the area. Find them on Facebook at Local and Lovin' It Mini Magazine. Get books at Romano's Pizzeria, Rustic Redefined Clothing Boutique, Savory Steakhouse, Sherwood Lodge, Square Bar, Tamarick's Pub and Grill, Tip-Up Bar and Kellner, Tom's Paint on Highway 54, and the Trading Post Antique Store.
Wisconsin Rapids' own Cranberry Blossom Festival is back with fun for the whole family. Join us June 15th through the 18th for family fun events including Cinema Under the Stars, live music, arts, crafts, raffles, and contests, a parade Sunday at noon followed by the Firefighters Duck Derby and the Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers, carnival rides and attractions all 4 days. Mark your calendar Thursday, June 15th through Sunday, June 18th. You'll be very glad you did. For a complete event schedule, visit www.blossomfest.com or facebook.com/blossomfest.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
About how this really goes back to Hunter Biden. Why are we not investigating Hillary? This is a double standard. I mean, it was really, I couldn't believe what I was watching, but it does explain why his followers love him so much, because that's their only source of news. And that's what they're being spoon fed. So that's what they believe.
Well, and because he's been such a figure for them, Aaron, another question in the poll says, if it's not Trump, you want the nominee to be similar to Trump or different from Trump? Again, about 75% say they want the nominee to be similar to Trump. Only 26% say they want the nominee to be different from Trump. So Trumpism, to your point about Trump, you know, when he dies, Trumpism will still be a part of this Republican Party. It's not like he goes to jail and suddenly a hypnotic spell is broken.
Yeah, unfortunately, as we've seen with other people trying to do either a diet Trump campaign or try to be worse, you know, worse from our perspective than Trump, like Ron DeSantis and everybody. He has changed politics and not for the better.
I like that diet Trump. This is like a soda thing. You could be like Coke, like Trump Zero, or, you know, like there could be all of these different slight variations that aren't exactly like Trump, because that's what the GOP presidential primary field is really looking like right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And right now, when you ask, again, Republican primary voters, do you want a Republican president to find common ground with Democrats? The ones who call themselves non-MAGA Republicans, 80% of them want a Republican president to find common ground with Democrats. But of Trump's biggest supporters, MAGA Republicans, 56% want to find common ground with Democrats. Still a majority, somewhat surprising to me, but far below what non-MAGA Republicans want to see. And in fact, of the MAGA Republicans, 35% want the next Republican president to investigate and punish Democrats versus only 10% of non-MAGA Republicans. And Kristen, you and I have those conversations when we're knocking on doors. They're out there. The real question is, how many of each of those groups of Republicans actually turn out to vote on any given election day?
That's always the question. You know, people have opinions, of course, but how many people are really putting their opinions into action? And I think that's also an issue with these polls, because you can see as you're looking at the poll numbers that they might agree with one question but disagree with another, because they're not linked together and there's not that logical pattern that they have to follow. So polling data only gets us so far. This is so much more complicated than a single question.
Aaron?
I mean, yeah, it definitely is much more complicated than a single question.
Look, I should say that I'm one of the people that will mention that polling is only a snapshot in time, and not to put too much stock into it. But I bring up this particular one to show the partisan split upon news of an indictment. And I think Aaron's point is very well taken, that even if there's a conviction on this, their views are not likely to change. And I don't like being the wet blanket in all of this, but I've said it once before, I'll say it again. A conviction is by no means assured. All it takes is one person on that jury. Much like it would have only taken a couple of Republican senators to save Trump from impeachment, from conviction. Well, in fact, it was almost every Republican senator who saved him. So if you've got even one on a jury, and that's why I just want people to temper their expectations, not only about convicting him, but what this does to America. I think, Kristen, that the healing of America to again believe in law enforcement. You can't just say, I back the blue, but then you don't back the FBI where they're investigating. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to take a little time to heal. I think any one conviction alone isn't going to do it.
Well, and there are so many other charges. Let's not forget that we've got Georgia out mm-hmm. there. We've got, you know, I mean, there are two more cases waiting in the wings. So this is not an isolated incident. This is obviously a pattern. And when you talk to people on the street, even people who are MAGA people, you find that we share so many similar values. We just get distracted by the gold lame and the crazy words that Trump uses, because he's enthralling, he's interesting, he's entertaining, but it is distracting us from the things that we actually care about and the things that are meaningful in our lives. We've got to get back to that. And I really think we're on the path to making that happen, but it's going to take a lot of effort from all of us to make it happen.
It reminds me that we haven't discussed lately celebrity politics and the difference between the types. There are people who, when we talk about all of Trump's big fans out there, invariably they come back to Barack Obama and say, well, he was a celebrity. He was, you know, you guys went crazy over him. Yeah, he was a politician at the time who won people over with his devotion to public service, as opposed to somebody who'd already been a celebrity on TV and in the movies and for, you know, a business career riddled with failure, but he was willing to be boisterous. That's, you know, that's your Jesse Ventura kind of celebrity politics. And that didn't work out great for Minnesota. It didn't work out great for the country, as opposed to, yeah, somebody who gets famous for actually, you know, wanting to serve, wanting to help others. We just need to be mindful of what kind of celebrity politics do we want in this country?
I feel like that's a necessary component, though, for many politicians at this point, because of what gets us interested in going out to vote and in choosing our leaders. We don't choose somebody who doesn't have that charisma, that flair. We choose people who we feel like, wow, that person could really, really pop. So, you know, it's hard to have both the talent to campaign and the talent to lead. Those are really unique people.
Mm-hmm. That in fact they are. And that's why when we are at places like the, you know, state Democratic convention, when you see people willing to put themselves out there, you know, we had state representative Melissa Ratcliffe on Friday, Kristen, mm-hmm. and then you and I talked to her at the convention, and you could see again, somebody who prior to 2016 would never saw herself getting involved. But then once she got involved, you totally understand why. She got involved at the local level and then eventually as a legislator. And when people like that pop, you don't want to make them celebrities necessarily, but you definitely want to talk them up.
You bet. And all of them have a story where they found something they cared about and they followed that path. And now they are our state leaders who are making a difference. Jody Emerson's another example.
And here comes another one, State Senator Kel DeRoyce, who's going to join us in just a couple of minutes here. Kristen, happy camper. Enjoy the campground there. We'll see you Thursday for Hometown Health.
I can't wait.
All right. Have a great day. And when we come back, again, Senator Roy is a member of the Joint Finance Committee, a bit about the convention and a bit about this agreement worked out between Governor Tony Evers and legislative Republicans. Something for everybody to love, something for everybody to hate. What does that mean? We'll ask her coming up next. You're up north.
This summer, 540 AM WAU.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 71, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows level off around 51. Overcast again, tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, high temperatures reach up to 68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Follow Up North News with our daily newsletter. Go to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Still to come, Terry Bell, News Director of Civic Media, but I'm joined now by State Senator Kel DeRoys of Madison, sorry, at the State Democratic Convention, a rare appearance outside of the committee room where she serves on the Joint Finance Committee and has been locked down for months trying to bang out a state budget. Kelda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you? How are you doing after a convention and a busy budget season so far?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I think we see the end in sight, but we'll have to see, because the Republicans, they fight with each other so much that oftentimes when we think we're going to be handling an agency, they put it off because they haven't come to agreement amongst themselves.
That's true. And for folks who aren't familiar with the state budget process, the Joint Finance Committee basically kind of goes through it like department by department, agency by agency to look at the budget. Although it appears to me, looking at the schedule, that tomorrow when you're basically reviewing the full scope of the agreement that Governor Evers reached with legislative Republicans, both on shared revenue and school funding?
That is what is scheduled, and we'll see. I mean, we have yet to see the details for this very complicated and significant plan, so I'm looking forward to seeing the details.
Well, then that will make it interesting if the details are still being put to paper. Look, I had said early on, you know, my prediction was that if and when a deal is reached, one of the things that progressives were going to have to accept, like it or not, is that in return for more funding for schools and local governments, it was going to mean a big boost for either voucher schools or some other big Republican priority. Well, it turns out to be voucher schools are going to be big winners out of this, but so are public schools and local governments. Is this, I don't know if you're ready to commit to support to something that you don't have all the details for, but is it at least in line with kind of what your expectations for an agreement would be to get through a mixed state government the way that we have?
Well, I mean, I think that the challenge is we have a massive surplus, an historic surplus. And so the fact that our public schools has still not recovered from the devastating cuts of the Walker era and are still behind the eight ball, I think it's a tough pill for folks like me who are huge public school advocates to swallow. The Republicans had signaled early on that this was a big priority for them. This is obviously a pet project of Robin Voss, school privatization. But they also had said that they were going to do a significant increase to public schools. And I think, like shared revenue, it's something that all legislators from every area of the state has been hearing about, that our public schools and our local governments have been starved of money. So I think the Republicans really knew that they had to do something significant. And but I think the devil is going to be in the details. It's a trust but verify situation with the Republicans because they're so good at manipulating the media and getting a good headline and then not following through. And well, so I really do want to see the details of the plan.
Well, that's something that the congressman from your area, Mark Bocan, told us about on the show last week, that one of the reasons he was a no vote on the debt ceiling deal was that some of it relied on a handshake agreement and that he wanted to see everything, you know, on paper before he was willing to commit to that. That's probably a little easier to do at the federal level than the state level. And that's not a measure of trust. I just mean the way that Congress operates versus the legislature is you would expect to see as close to 100% of the deal as possible already put to ink and paper, right?
Yes, that's right. I mean, the way that the Republicans on finance have been operating is they don't even tell us what they're proposing until the minute that they vote for it. So we have to ask for, you know, 20 minutes to get a briefing from the Fiscal Bureau to even know what they're proposing and what they funded, what they've not. And they also package all every single item for one agency together. So you're basically getting one vote per agency. And we used to, you know, the state used to actually debate item by item, or you might group things together, but you would at least have a whole day to spend on an agency. Now the Republicans don't give us that much time or that much courtesy.
It really is. If folks don't gloss over what Senator Roy's just told you, I can tell you from personal experience that the way a state budget was done was the way that you would do it, you know, at home. You would go through things line by line, item by item. It might take a while, but what you wouldn't do is lump a whole bunch of bills together, slide it across the table to your spouse and say, here it is, take it or leave it. That's not how this is supposed to work, but that is how Republicans have run the place since they've realized they can ram pretty much anything through. And it's not that it's there's nothing better or more efficient about it. It's simply, you know, a combination of arrogance and hubris, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, this is what unchecked power does. And I, you know, Congressman Pocan is one of the smartest and savviest politicians in the country. And, you know, when he was in charge of the Joint Finance Committee, they had a very different process that was much more open. And, you know, if he says, like, you need to verify what Republicans say, that's a pretty good indicator that that they don't have a history of necessarily delivering on what they promise at the press conference.
Well, let's at least for the moment assume or guess that this does come through joint finance with minimal changes, just for the sake of agreement. Does that tell us that it's June 12th now and a budget is technically due by June 30th, although there's no government shutdown per se, but still it's due by then. Do you feel like you're currently on a glide path to finish this on time, or is it still too soon to tell?
I wouldn't say it's a glide path. It's more of a, you know, white knuckle emergency landing, in part because the Republicans have had so much conflict between the Senate and the Assembly caucuses, and then within each caucus, that they have put off many, many big agencies until the very end. So now we've got maybe 2 weeks to consider all the, basically the bulk of the state budget. And that's going to be very challenging, especially since they haven't been able to be on the same page. So yes, it's still possible, but it's going to be a very tough couple of weeks, especially because the Republicans just don't seem to be able to get together with each other.
You live in Madison in Dane County, one of the two most vilified places by Wisconsin Republicans, the other being Milwaukee, the city and county. A lot of focus has been on the revenue sharing agreement and what happens to the state's largest city, you know, the biggest cog in the economic engine. Whatever comes out of this, what do we tell the rest of Wisconsin about the way that this current legislature treats two of its biggest assets?
Well, it's really disappointing to see, you know, once again, this Republican strategy of pitting people against each other, sowing division, sowing hatred, when we should be working together. You know, we can fail or succeed together as a state. And Milwaukee has been by far the largest donor to shared revenue, you know, over the history of the program. Madison, too, is an economic engine of the state and is the, you know, only area of the state that is significantly growing way ahead of, you know, what you would expect. And so our whole state relies on the success of Madison and Milwaukee to be able to fund rural schools that just, you know, don't have the tax base, understandably, to fund themselves. And so the idea that somehow we should be pitted against each other as enemies, this urban versus rural thing, it is totally manufactured for political purposes. And it is totally antithetical, I think, to what it means to be from Wisconsin, which is that we love this state. And, you know, we all should take pride and ownership in the University of Wisconsin. We all should take pride and ownership in the beautiful lakes and natural places throughout our state. We have a lot to be proud of here. And if we work together, we can make it an even better state.
Let's turn for a moment to the state Democratic convention that you were at in Green Bay over this past weekend. And for folks that missed it last hour, let's play this one clip of Governor Evers showing that he still understands a thing or two about politics and the kinds of things you better make sure you say as you begin your second term. Here's what the governor had to say.
You know, some things have changed since our last convention. For one thing, people have started calling me two-term Tony. Now, look, it's just family here this weekend, so I don't care what you call me. You call me governor, you can call me Tony, you can call me two-term Tony, or three-term Tony. I don't mind.
That was a pretty nice move just to avoid any lame duck talk already. I know 2026 is a ways off, but, you know, people have asked the question, and there's the governor saying, you can find a million other things to talk about right now, but not that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think sometimes the obsession with horse race politics and the next election starting immediately after the last one does a real disservice to people, because there's the actual job of governing that really matters. And, you know, if there are substantive policy differences, or in this case, we have a record surplus and we have public agencies that have been underfunded for decades, it's important to talk about that and to address that before we just start obsessing over, you know, who might run against Tony in 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that, because of the way that Republicans have handled the state budget to this point, taking all of the governor's proposals and putting them in the trash can and saying, well, we're going to work off a base instead. What they've created is a very natural compare and contrast that you're able to take the governor's proposals and say, look, here's what could have gotten done versus, you know, whatever they ultimately agreed to, compared to what could have been done if you'd have worked off the Evers plan to begin with.
Right. I mean, Governor Evers put forth a tremendous growth budget that was informed by people from all over the state, right? It had really transformative things in it, like expansion of healthcare access, like a universal paid family leave program. So whether you're a small business owner or you work for a big company, you can have access to paid family leave if you have a baby or get sick. without losing your job, stabilizing our childcare program, as well as a significant $2.3 billion boost for public education, which is closer to what we should be doing in times like this.
Turning away from the budget, of course, the legislature is still in session in other matters as well. And one of the more recent proposals from Republicans who are trying to provide the appearance of being moderate on their stance on the 1849 abortion ban is some language that could be construed as a fetal personhood bill. Can you talk more about what Republicans are trying to do rather than simply overturn the ban, and why the things that they're trying are still not good enough?
Yeah, so there's kind of a huge divide in the Republican Party right now. I mean, the vast majority of Republicans are very satisfied with the 1849 ban as is. They don't want to see any changes because criminalizing all abortion is what they've been working on for decades. But there's a small number of Republicans who say, hey, this makes us appear too extreme. We have to massage our position. We need to manipulate people to think that we're not quite as out of touch as we are, even though we all agree that abortion should be criminalized. So a couple of them are, you know, trying to basically say, do a 1984 memory hole situation and say, okay, well, if you need an abortion to save your life, it's not actually an abortion. Well, of course it is. You can call it whatever you want, but the bottom line is that is an abortion procedure, and we shouldn't be criminalizing doctors who are making these critical decisions with the patients that they're caring for. The other really dangerous thing is an attempt to enshrine fetal personhood into the law. And these come in all different varieties. It's giving legal rights to fetuses, allowing embryos or fetuses to sue their parents. You know, we've seen pregnant women punished for jaywalking and for smoking or for drinking, and even in some cases jailed under the guise of protecting their fetus and their fetus having legal standing. Now we have a bill by Republicans in the legislature to give a tax break to fetuses. Well, I'm sorry, but in a state that doesn't even have any paid family leave and that seems to be unwilling to invest in stabilizing childcare, a tax break for fetuses, all that's going to do is lay the groundwork for criminalizing birth control and IVF, infertility treatments. We need to be very, very careful of these Republicans.
It just always comes back to just tax breaks. I mean, it's the one hammer, and everything looks like a nail by comparison. I got just a couple of seconds for this last question, but you're an attorney, so I don't think this will take long. On the Donald Trump indictments and your own feeling on the rule of law and whether a former president is above it the way he is going to try to claim.
We should never have our elected leaders above the law. In fact, we should hold them to the highest standards of conduct.
Senator Kelda Roy is a member of the Joint Finance Committee and a state senator joining us this morning on Up North News Radio. Kelda, so great to see you at the convention, and thanks for popping on the radio with us this morning. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Pat.
All right. When we come back, Civic Media News Director Terry Bell is going to go over three things that you should know to start the week as we start to wrap up our conversation here. Don't forget, Christina Laurie joins me tomorrow with The Uplift, some of the happier stories that she likes to cover in the daily newsletter.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks?
lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Don't you say nothing. Just nod your head.
Okay.
Okay. Don't you say nothing when the mayor's on the line.
I won't say nothing.
Hey, man, are you normally joking?
See how you do me, Calvin? That's okay, though. Calvin, he's supposed to be the captain of the ship, so I'm going to shut up.
No, man, you know I'm joking, man. Hey, he'll be glad. Mayor Johnson will be glad to see the gravedigger, hear from the gravedigger.
Well, I mean, you know.
At 36, he probably watch you play at 36, right?
I don't know. That's how Super Bowl was. What's the math on that, Calvin? 37 years ago? 96.
Man, that's 30 years ago, man.
It should be. Should be, Earl. So he might be. He might have been running around somebody wiping his ass instead of mayoring. Hey,
man, the mayoral. Super Bowl was that many years ago, man. Mm-hmm.
To be in, man. We were young whippersnappers then.
man, that's unbelievable to me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe.
So,
but
so how long are you talking to the man for? Because if he's in the first segment.
Yeah, right away.
Only and then we're going to talk about what?
We're going to talk about.
Don't forget, we got to get the movies in there, man. We got to get the people the summer movie. Get start brushing up on your movies, because when I hit you with it, movies. I don't want you to be sitting up there acting like
you actually,
I don't know what
actually,
that is.
You actually go to the movies,
Earl? I'm a movie buff, man.
Let me tell you something.
You come over my house, you will flip over movies that's in the way.
So let me tell you something. So I love movies.
No, you don't.
I do, man.
But let what me you tell like something. Romance movies?
Come on, man.
Damn, Calloway looking no. something. You like?
Let me tell you, man. I watch. It's called Noir. Noir. Movie Noir.
And that sounds like a romance novel.
No, man, it's gangster movies, man.
It's a gangster. Noir is a gangster movie.
Noir is gangster movies. All of gangster movies are under the thing called Noir. N-I-O-R.
Yeah, but I know. Is a Noir a black and white movie?
Yes.
Okay.
So I watch movies, man. I watched a movie last night from 1956. I watch the old movies like that. That's kind of the only movies I watch, man.
You know what's funny about that, Earl? What? When I watch TV and I'll be watching the kids and be walking around, and they'll say, instead of, you know, Blu-ray, DVD Blu-ray.
Yeah.
My kids be like, there go dad watching that Gray-ray again. meaning everything is black and white that I watch, man.
Man, you still watch, put movies in a unit? I don't know what they got now, a Blu-ray?
DVD player?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm so bad. I gotta have a hard copy,
man.
Instead, you know, everybody's streaming and all that. I gotta have a hard copy, man. It gotta be in my collection, or I ain't. Every good movie DVD.
Calvin is a young.
I still got VHS, though.
Calvin is a young guy. I bet he ain't watching Blu-ray and stuff like that. That's outdated. Calvin, he's you streaming. Watching Blu-ray?
Yeah, no, I pretty much stream everything.
Yeah, stream everything.
I even got the laser disc. Earl, hey, man, the big disc that look like record players, yeah, I still got those.
Well, you got a house big enough to have room for all that stuff, man.
Man, it ain't got to be big house. So you just got to enjoy the movie.
You still got VHS?
Yes, sir.
Well, but the problem with that is, man, that the it's not clear enough.
I mean, you can't buy VHSs no more.
I know, but you still got them. But I'm saying,
I still got them.
Yeah, but it's all grainy, man. It ain't clear.
No, it ain't. It's beautiful. You got to have nice equipment and take care of your equipment, man. That means get them cleaner and do all that other stuff.
I can't do that, man. I ain't got time for that, man.
Oh, my God. So, make time.
So I watch old cowboy movies. That's me. Okay. Old cowboy movies. I watched the old cowboy movies. And, you know, back then, I always rooted for the cowboys, right? And not
for the who?
And not for the cowboys and not the Native Americans until I realized I was rooting for the wrong people.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, man. And I realized what happened to the Native Americans, man.
Man.
So I see it a little bit different now.
It is a lot different.
But man, so I really do. When we kind of watch this slow time, during your time, when you were ramping up, man, for the season, you guys start having to watch what you eat and all those things, right?
No, not your boy. I try to come back a little bit.
But man, they go.
And all that pig feet and ham hocks. I was eating a bowl of cereal.
But they check the weight and all of that, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to come. They got a test that you got to do.
Well, they don't wait until the
season. You come in.
They don't wait until you get to camp, do they? I mean, like you said, it's on your own.
Day one, you get in, you do a meeting. The following day is testing. You gotta take your physical, yep. Drug testing, weightlifting tests, running tests. But some other dudes, IQ tests. Some of them stupid.
Hey, not the wide receivers and running backs.
Mm-mm-mm.
And quarterbacks, they don't take IQ tests.
And kickers, oh my God. That's why I can't stand kickers right now. I just can't.
Hey, man, well, y'all had one of the best ever. Oh, he came after y'all.
Who?
The kicker they just had.
Mason Crosby?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good kicker in the Chris Jackie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Chris Jackie.
They had some good kickers, Chris Jackie. What's the other boy that went to Minnesota? Ryan Longwell.
Yeah, y'all did.
Craig Hinchick.
Hey man, but you, when them cats would miss the kick, man, how did y'all?
It looks could kill.
Hey man, so if the cat missed,
you don't want to say nothing. You don't want to say nothing because you don't want to mess his confidence up. But if looks could kill,
you play the whole game. It come down to this cat kicking.
Yeah, we got to put it in this fool hands, and this fool missed the kick. All you got to do is kick the ball.
So I know, but when they kick it and miss it, one or two cats will pat him and say it's okay.
I ain't never did that. Ever. I want you to find a film where I did that. I gave him the look of death.
So how long would it take to get over that?
It ain't never got over. you walk past his locker and look at him.
So a kicker got to be a special kind of dude, man.
He is a special kind of dude.
Yeah, I know, man, because he got all that weight on his shoulder.
He like the strange kid in the classroom. Everybody be like, hey, what's up,
and even
holler at him, but keep on moving.
And even if they get it blocked, you still blame that.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE.